It's extremely hilarious and how unglamorous it is when you start something from scratch. This is my story exactly March 2020, a week after I left my corporate job and thought that everything will be like, I want it, I got it. Yeah, Ariana Grande. And by the looks of it, I guess you know I didn't turn out that way. I had voices in my head saying, apply for a job or ask to rehire you. I guess it's me thinking of ways of earning after COVID lockdown announcement and me quitting my job. I am unclear with my vision and my why. I am completely stuck and even telling myself, I guess it was a bad decision. Until one night, I saw my journal. As you'll know, I love writing my feelings and putting my emotions in the paper. I was flipping pages and read a few lines that I have written. And I saw this note for myself. It says, "The scariest person to battle with is a person who has nothing to lose, and that person is me." The second one I saw was, "I am beyond blessed with the skills and God-given gifts, and therefore I am here to create change." Wow. The third one is my most favorite of all time, and my life quote, by the way. It says, "Success is the ability to stand up in each and every failure with no loss of energy." I feel like it's a wake-up message and a reminder for me to keep going. I study, I listen to my mentors, coaches, life coaches. I detach myself from people. I engage with like-minded people. And by the way, these are the times where you can't go out and we are all restricted to go out. So we're literally staying at home. I started before I'm ready. I failed, but I just started again. I listened to myself and the people whom I know wants nothing but for me to improve. I have invested my time and money so that soon I won't have to do it. And now I am not done yet, but I'm grateful that I kept going. I am grateful for the people who helped me to start my business, Virtual Academy and Virtual Media Philippines. I am grateful for the thousands of squads, as I call them, who believes in me and the magic that we all can create. I am grateful for the creator who give me wisdom and energy to serve and inspire. I continue to grow as a person, a woman and human that I want to be in the future. As we always say, we are just getting started. This is my story, and I hope this quick time for you to listen to these podcasts, it gives you spark in you and a hope that you will take action. Loads of love.